episode 558. Thank you all for listening to episode 557, Return of the Bird. I am Gray, here with my co-host.
Bear.
Carrot.
Thanks to Wes Anderson for Mind Quarantine. Check him out on Facebook with Anderson Music. Give him a follow on X and Instagram at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com. Mention Overline Podcast and Brandon. We'll hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Colony Landscape. And give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and Toronto areas and not
Chicagoland, Chicago.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art, and tell Danny what you are looking for, and she's going to hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Grey Key Merch. Email greykeymerch@gmail.com and tell them your festival needs and vending needs, and we will help you out. Thank you to Sparty Steve. And last but not least, Connell Barrett, DannyTransformation.com.
Yeah, make sure you get over to DangTransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell. And in the meantime, get to Amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So with the Parrot back, we're back to conspiracy theories. Parrot, what did you decide?
Let's do the Flat Earth conspiracy today.
And why did you choose that one?
Because I think it's the absolutely dumbest one, and I just want to hear everyone's, hear the boys' take on it.
So why do you think it's the dumbest?
I don't know. Don't see how the Earth can be flat. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. But I could be dumb too. So at the end of the day, who knows?
I like your way around that there. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Greg. Go ahead with your. We'll start into this.
No, I wanted to hear more of Parrot. I'm enjoying this.
I was too, and he kind of stopped. I was excited.
Well, I mean, like, so if
so, the whole premise is people think the Earth is flat. It's not round, you know, like we've known for years. It's literally flat. You can go straight across it, and yeah, it's just flat. There's no other planets. They're all flat. Everything's flat. It goes all the way across. You could fall off the Earth somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, well, if that was the case, there's definitely someone dumb enough that would have tried it by now and that would have so-called fallen off the Earth if it was flat. You can't do it.
Fall off the Earth.
Now.
What?
I wish a lot of people would fall off the Earth.
Well, you know what? Like, if it was possible for someone to fall off the Earth, it would have happened.
So people think it's a plane or a disc. Not like, you know, it's like a, basically like a frisbee is what people are thinking. You know, not like a square, but a literal frisbee that you just could fall off any edge once you get to the edge of it.
Maybe that should be my life mission to find the end of the Earth.
Well, I don't think you're going to because it's been a disproven conception as a plane or a disc. And it's kind of described with ancient cultures as flat Earth cosmography. And it's been, obviously, we know, a recent resurgence in the past 20 years in conspiracy theory. And spherical Earth came around, you know, where the Earth is a literal sphere in ancient Greek philosophy with Pythagoras. If you know him, he's the man that came up with, what's that? The Pythagorean theorem.
Mm-hmm.
Parrot, for 4 points, can you tell me what the Pythagorean theorem is? Without Bree's help.
No, she's in the bath. She can't hear. Honestly, no, at this point, probably not. And I don't want to make a guess and it'd be completely off. So
the Pythagorean theorem is a squared times b squared equals c squared.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have said that.
The 90 degree triangle.
Which so, I always failed math class.
So most pre-Socratics or pre-Socrates retained the flat earth model in the early 4th century BC, Plato wrote about a spherical Earth. By about 330 BC, his former student Aristotle provided strong empirical evidence for a spherical Earth. Knowledge of the Earth's global shape gradually began to spread beyond the Hellenistic world. There we go. By the early period of the Christian Church, the spherical view of was widely held, with some notable exceptions. It's a historical myth that medieval Europeans generally thought the Earth was flat. This myth was created in the 17th century by Protestants to argue against Catholic teachings. More recently, flat Earth theory has seen an increase in popularity with modern flat Earth societies and unaffiliated individuals using social media. Despite the scientific facts and obvious effects of Earth's sphericity, pseudoscientific flat Earth conspiracy theorists prevail. In a study reported on by Scientific American, only 82% of 18 to 24-year-old respondents agreed with the statement, "I have always believed the Earth is round." A firm belief in the flat Earth is rare, with less than 2% acceptance in all age groups. Wow. Wow. So, Parrot, I'm kind of leaving this to you. Why are people idiots with this?
Why are they?
Specifically, the young population, if only 82% that were surveyed think that the Earth is round.
Well, if it's the whole, mean, I don't know. I just think it's a con. I almost feel like it's a common sense thing to me, but I guess a lot of people don't have that
It's true, a lot of people don't.
I mean, I don't know. It's just dumb to me.
Yeah, you could
Like,
have, cross country, cross world flights. You're not going to fall off. We've been to space. We have images from space. Many space, we got the International Space Station. We got all of this. Now we've got, which by the way, the Hubble telescope was sweet, but now James Webb's telescope, when we're seeing the actual colors of, what these planets are. When you look at Jupiter now, for example, it's not red, it's a different color. So
well, and
it's just.
every other planet we've ever seen is round, right? So why would ours not be? Why
Oh,
would
it is.
ours
We've
be
seen
different?
ours.
Yeah,
We've
but
seen
so
ours
why
all the
would
way
it be
around
different?
because people are stupid.
Exactly. So it's like everything we've ever been taught and we've known is a lie, basically.
People believe what they read on the interweb is the problem.
So the James Webb telescope was $10 billion.
Jeez.
Billion.
Who paid for that?
Oh, we did. The probably. Well, I don't know. NASA's, aren't they privately funded? Well, they have some government funding too. But they so it spotted though recently in the past couple days a 13 billion year old galaxy that should not exist.
So, like, what makes them say it shouldn't exist, though? Like,
Probably
what?
too old, maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, how do they know, like, that galaxy just shouldn't exist?
Because it doesn't make sense, probably, with what we have now, like the technology we have. That shouldn't exist, and understanding of how dark matter influences galaxy formation, so it doesn't make sense that they exist. Current understanding of the formation of galaxies predicts there were far fewer massive galaxies in early cosmic times.
Yeah, which I mean is obvious because over the years, stars will explode. Shit, different black holes and shit form from that. I mean that's just it's just the world. That's how it will work forever and ever and ever. Just like people think someday the entire world will explode. It will. It'll be nowhere near any time in our lifetimes, but yeah, and then it'll be something else. I mean, that's how shit works.
Yep. That's how everything is just it's it'll be interesting because in the very far future, not in our lifetime, I'm sure we're gonna go into different planets and check them out and actually get there, and you're basically in it for a lifetime.
Build some stuff, bring the fire stick over, watch some TV, all good.
Bring the fire stick. Here we got Wi-Fi on board, and you're just floating along, looking at all the flat planets.
We'll have Wi-Fi on board a spaceship before my Sirius XM works under a bridge that is 2 foot long. That's what I always say. I go under a bridge and my Sirius XM goes out, and I'm not talking the big bridge. We're talking a small little bridge. And I'm like, how is that possible? I'm under there for like 3 seconds and it goes out. But we can zoom in to the furthest planet away and see it in perfect HD, but the satellite can't knock my Sirius through a bridge. Come on, come on. That's the next one we should do. Why my Sirius doesn't work through bridges. That's a conspiracy.
Yep. Who's the big one? Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie's a big flat earther. I think my favorite was always the meme that went around that it was the Flat Earth Society on Facebook or whatever, and it said we have their tagline was we have members all around the globe. And someone comments and goes, reread that, but slower.
All around the globe.
So good. So good.
And they're the ones that said that. That's what made me. And they call it a globe. Globe.
It's all point. They don't call it.
The
It's
whole
not a map.
thing. Around and globe.
Yeah,
Very poor choice of words.
always makes me laugh when I see stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, come on. To think the Earth is flat is it's silly. We've seen pictures that it's not. It rotates on an axis. If the Earth was flat, the sun would we would see the sun all the time. We would see the moon all the time. It's flat. We would just see they would both be there. That's according to them, right? If it's flat, we're not moving, it's flat. So you would see, we would have sunlight all the time.
My favorite, quoting Kyrie, it's not even a conspiracy theory. It's right in front of our faces. I'm telling you, it's right in front of our faces. They lie to us. If you really think about it from the landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that, can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets? The truth is right there. You've got to go searching for it.
What are we searching for? That's why I don't understand, like, what we're searching for, though.
B.O.B. Don't even know who that is. Believes it.
The dude that doesn't what song? Didn't he have Paper Plane? Oh, no, it was MIA. B.O.B. He was with T.I. on a song, something like that. He's a rapper.
Yeah, he had a bunch of strange comments. Tila Tequila.
Yeah, that's a reputable source.
Why are all the buildings in New York City standing straight up? If Earth was round, and some of the buildings would have a slight tilt.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
I will stop my flat Earth talk if someone can send me a goddamn photo of the horizon with a curvature. Otherwise, it is flat. If I get killed in 2016, you all know it's because I exposed the Earth as being flat.
Person must still be alive.
Freddie Flintoff. Oh, no.
What is it?
AJ Styles.
Ooh.
He said, oh, okay. He said, I do not think the world is flat. I'm just saying there's some stuff about it. That's all. Because Daniel Bryan called him out on it. He's since attempted to distance himself from the comments. Because after a wrestling after show in which he said the flat earth theory made sense.
DB.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just not a believer. It's not me. And this will be stuff that it just, it's all that it is. Just people just want to talk and that's all they're going to do.
So do you think we know any flat earthers?
Oh yeah.
Do we?
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. He's
shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Dead serious.
What's
I don't even have him
on the fucking show.
I don't even talk about it with him because I don't want to get into an argument about it.
I just want to talk to him. We should have had him on the show.
Every time he's got zero. I mean, he doesn't have reasoning to it. It's all the same thing. He has no reasoning to it. And then and this is the problem, is that every time I hear it, I just get absolutely fired up. So I don't even talk about it anymore. Last time I did it, I mean, I got fired up and I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm not even talking about this anymore. So I won't.
So does he think we didn't land on the moon either?
I don't know. I've never talked to him about that. I'll have to ask him. I think I'm seeing him tomorrow, so we'll see.
You should ask him, okay? Ask him if he thinks we landed on the moon. And then ask him if he think the moon is round or if it's, you know, like it looks in the sky, like a Frisbee or a tortilla.
They threw a fucking
tortilla up there, and that's what's sitting there.
If the moon was full of cheese.
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it?
What, doctor?
The moon was made of barbecue spare ribs. Would you try some? Hey, Bert. Do you like cheese? If the moon were made of ribs, would you eat it? All right, so we're debunking this for sure.
Yeah, we're debunking it. And you know what? If I'm ever wrong, hopefully I walk right off the side of the earth, and then that would be the perfect way to put it, right into space, just drop right down.
Yeah, see, here's the thing that gets me. If people think it's flat, okay, where's the water going? Fuck. Like, are we like a big, you know, aquarium? Is that what are we just like a fucking Frisbee aquarium?
Yeah, but I trust me, because I've said that, and they're like, well, do the same thing if we're round. How does it not just fall out?
It gravity. Gravity.
Trust me, that's why I don't argue. That's why I don't do this.
I think I found the name of the episode, The Frisbee Aquarium. I don't get it. Like, I just don't. People can't be this dumb.
Yes, they can.
Do you think there's any reputable, smart people that believe this theory?
I've never seen like an Einstein or a Newton or actual Galileo. You know, these philosophers and these smart scientists
that had shitty telescopes, mind you.
Yeah, who have ever said, yeah, you know, this is why the Earth is flat. I've never seen that. I've just never seen that.
I don't think we ever will.
You would think, like, I'm just saying, you would think we'd get some good, smart scientists or NASA people. I mean, you know, people who are way smarter than we are. To at least give valid proof or evidence of why or how, you know, this they come to this conclusion. But you don't. You get Kyrie Irving and Tila Tequila.
She's so smart.
Yeah. She's something, that's for sure. I don't know if smart's it. Here, Parrot, do you even know who Tila Tequila is?
No.
What was she on?
She was on, I think she was originally on one of the Flavor Flaves, and then she got her own show, didn't she?
Yeah, and then she did some porns.
Oh, yeah, she did. Here comes Grandpa Rick.
Oh, no, is he out?
He's coming out. You think he believes in a flat Earth?
He'll believe whatever the money pays him to. That's about it.
Yeah.
Poor Rick.
I wouldn't say that. Oh, jeez. What's he doing?
Bird, what game are you in the middle of? Flat Earthers?
Yeah, Flat Earthers 3, Flatlands Edition.
You know, when we play Fortnite, it is flat.
Gee, that's a video game.
I know, I
Are
should
we
be
a video?
logging on soon.
Are we a video game?
Yes, we
I'm
are.
playing. I'm playing MX versus ATV Legends.
Well, you should be
Why
logging into
do
Fortnite now because that's what I'm logging into. We got crowns to defend.
jeez.
We won earlier. My poor parrot fell off a cliff, flat earth cliff, and died. It was 2v1 we were getting, and he fell right off the cliff.
So
I just
pissed.
see him go, shoo, doo-doo-doo. I'm like, damn it. And I
So
wanted to revive him, but it takes 10 seconds.
I'm confused. So on Wikipedia for this, it said that it was Darby Sting and Darby with Flair against the Young Bucks. So why, when Flair just came out, did the Young Bucks think they were with him about to beat up Darby? Am I missing something?
I think they tried to meet with Rick or some shit, so they're playing that he's gonna turn again on Sting. He won't. I
But
missed it.
on Wikipedia, I mean, if he was, how would they know that he was with Sting and Darby? That's what I'm confused about.
I don't know. Wikipedia is just people that edit
Well,
that too.
someone nailed it. Someone knew. It's probably Tony Khan. I'm just
He's changing the Wikipedia.
before the show. Yeah, I'm very confused. That's super interesting.
Did he change the Meat Madness match?
He probably did.
Yeah, that's what I gotta ask you when this show ends, if I can adjust how my channels show up.
Sting literally looks dead. What do you mean? Ah,
Is
we'll
it?
talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. All right, flat Earth, false.
Debunked. Sorry. The Earth is round, folks. Maybe it's
Earth
a
is.
square. Maybe it's a cube. Who knows? But it's
It's a.
definitely not flat.
Oh, thanks to Wes Anderson. Thanks to Crandall Squire Landscaping, Allworth Clothing,
It's a
Paper Denim Art,
sphere.
Gray Key Merch,
Maybe it is a sphere.
CounterBearDanTransformation.com, Sparty Steve, and the Frisbee Aquarium. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Is the Earth the sphere in Vegas? Next, coming up next to a podcast near you.
Kyrie, you're wrong.